The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The following podcast could be brought to you by anyone, but it's brought to you by our absolute favorite airport in Southern California.
That's right. It's the only airport that throws parties on the wing, the San Bernardino International Airport.
They're now celebrating over 2 years of commercial flights to areas in California and beyond.
That's right. It's an easy check-in process. We experienced it. It was flawless. And of course, the added bonus is that it's just $5 a day for parking.
So thank you, San Bernardino International Airport, for sponsoring this upcoming episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hey, Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. It's Halloween, it's the prequend, and yes, in case you are unaware, getting out of a coma right now, congratulations to your World Series champions, the Los Angeles Dodgers. So many messages of people just screaming and yelling into the goat line, understandably, people very excited for so many different...
We won, baby!
People very excited, a lot of yelling, some very drunk people calling as well.
Very drunken messages. But go Dodgers, baby! What?
And then someone that wanted to ask Omar if he still feels that baseball is as boring as he did at the beginning of the season, because he has claimed that baseball is truly the most boring sport. It's America's boring pastime, he calls it.
Omar, there's no way you can say baseball's boring, bro. Top of the fifth. 5-5. Whoa, that's excitement, bro. You know it. We need you to admit it on the air. What a great game this is. Woo, go Dodgers!
So, Omar, will you admit now, because I've got so many clips of you over the years. Every baseball season, usually, Allie, around opening, what is it, opening day is when Omar records all of his reasons why baseball is boring. And he's got all these, I mean, I could play a million for
and,
you.
Yeah, I have a ton of them. And you know what? I will say that baseball is still super boring, okay? But maybe like 5%, 2% is exciting. And actually, I'm in a little bit of a predicament because my girls have been watching the World Series, but they've had like softball practice or batting practice like during like, for example, they had a game during game number one, and they got home just in time to watch innings 8, 9, and 10. The Grand Slam and everything.
Yes.
And then yesterday, they had batting practice, and then they got to see the Dodgers come back from a 5-run deficit. So they think in their minds that baseball is just exciting, and now they're going to want to watch it, but it's still just like, you know, 98% boring.
Yeah, here's some of the many.
You screwed yourself.
Yeah, Omar, I'm screwed now.
Because you get your kids into something that you don't like, you're then forced to kind of start to like it. I mean, this is, you go back to the beginning of the season, this was just some of what Omar had shared with us all.
And now, another thing Omar loves about baseball. In what other sport do they ask the fans to stand up in the middle of the game to do a stretch? Because they're afraid of you falling asleep because the game is so freaking boring. Idiots.
That was another thing Omar loves about baseball.
All right, guys, get up. Let's stretch. He's like, it's almost over.
There's no bigger baseball hater than Omar, and today he has to eat his words.
And now, another thing Omar loves about baseball.
What's up with not playing in the rain? What kind of pussy-ass athletes are you? Who wouldn't want to see a bat accidentally slip and hit the catcher or the pitcher or something? That would make me want to watch. Idiots.
That was another thing Omar loves about baseball.
You know, what you should do, Omar, is play them a no-hitter.
Yeah, play
yeah,
it. Yeah,
something it, super boring just, like that.
Yeah, and be like, this is one of the most iconic games in history, and then yeah. play it, and it's
end up loving it.
No hits whatsoever.
No, I'm out.
They yeah. will love it. It's crazy to think how much your daughters love baseball and how you're the father and you think things like this.
And now, another thing Omar loves about baseball. What's up with those stupid umpires? Don't they know how to speak? You never can tell when it's a ball or a strike because they're just like, strike or ball. It's simple. Shut up.
That was another thing Omar loves about baseball.
That's so true. They're like,
they do hand signals.
Like, what?
They do hand signals too.
Ball.
All right.
That's kind of like the most fun part about being an umpire.
I think it's got to be the best part.
You got to be good.
Yeah, listen to all the noises Allie's made. She could be a great umpire, right?
That's a ball and a strike.
There's the pitch. And it is. All right. You're out.
That's full count.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.